This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allowed 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
6:02 in the a.m. Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on the Fan. Ed Norris, Rob Long, Jeremy Kahn. Get your feet on the floor. Jumpstart your day on this hump day Wednesday. You get through the day, you're over the hump on the downside of the week. I was just sitting here laughing a little bit because the music started at 6:01. And Joe didn't open the mics yet until 6:02. And I'm thinking, man. How tough is it to work with me?
Discipline.
Can't open the mics till 6:02. Yeah. Got to have the window open.
Got to have a thermostat set.
Thermostat's got to be set.
can't everybody be saying hello through the window?
No, you can say it through the window. Don't open the door. Open the door.
Are you guys busy?
Yes, we are. We're doing a show.
Can you say hi to someone that you're not going to remember his name in 10 minutes?
10 minutes? Then,
well, you're going to run into him when you're walking out the hall, too.
I forgot, as soon as you said it.
Joe's got to give me my reads in the morning because I won't record them after the show.
What a particular joke.
Well, I'm doing the reads out of the show. Get them to me in the morning.
I mean, I like you, but you're kind of a needy bitch.
I ain't no bitch.
Fair enough.
Man. We're going to argue one side of that.
Oh. Speaking of bitches, what about those two fans at Yankee Stadium?
Oh, they should have been paintbrush slapped, man. Jeez. Seriously.
What pissed me off even more is the guys that were hugging them as they're getting kicked out. I'm like, for what? Like, they didn't. It was still an out. They interfered. They tried to steal a ball from a player's glove.
Could have hurt him, actually.
And again, I know that people are like, come on, but you could have. And that's ridiculous.
No, seriously, you could have. The guy's off his feet, and you'd be bending his wrist and holding him up there.
And then the other guy's pulling his
foot. Yeah, it's not funny.
Yeah.
And guys are high-fiving. Yeah, what's good? That's great, man.
Did you see you can see them high-fiving at any, sports bar this weekend.
Yeah. Hey! Did you see what I did?
I was telling you the worst thing would be the Yankees come back and then everybody gives these guys credit for... Go ahead, Rob.
Give me that again. Give me that again. Hey! You see what I did? up here, up top!
I can't stand people like that. I can't.
What do those people eat at the bars?
Mozzarella sticks.
Let's get another round of mozzarella sticks.
What's wrong with mozzarella sticks?
The point is, that's all they eat.
And that's what
there's
can
nothing
see.
Wrong with mozzarella sticks.
Yeah, when you can tell what people eat by looking at them, it's bad.
He said, that's all they eat.
The sideways, his baseball cap a little askew.
He's not going, give me the gabagool.
No.
He's that guy. He peaked in the eighth grade.
Yeah.
Gabagool guys aren't doing that.
Yeah. He's the guy that's. Well, I was just talking about me playing against an 11-year-old kid. He's the guy out there playing against kids and dominating. What do you got, Charlie? Yeah, what do you got?
It's like Kramer fighting with the kids.
Telling you what he used to do when he was in high school.
Yeah, that's me. Yeah. I ain't pulling anybody's glove apart to try to get a ball out of
that
it.
I haven't seen that. I've seen people with the fear and stuff. I've not seen someone actually pry a glove open.
My favorite defense was them going, look, this is our area.
I know.
It's shut up, man. Yeah.
I did like the
idiots.
little Yeah.
I did like the other thing, too. Did you see when LeBron and Bronny played in the same night? And this is the first time a father and son have been on the field since the Kansas City Royals played. And then the dad and son had on the field to beat up the first base coach. Is that Rusty Kuntz? I'm not saying it the other way. Sorry. Who did they beat up at first base? I'm trying to remember. It was the first base coach.
Yeah, it was. I can't remember who it was.
It was Bobby Beaver.
Oh man! Is this what kind of day it's gonna be?
Yes.
Ed starting with accents.
Yes. Hey!
Yeah.
I was hoping he was over there saving it because I couldn't see him to make contact. Going, are you getting this? Ooh, what is that?
Mozzarella sticks for everybody.
And the damn Yankees come back and win.
Was it Tom Gamboa?
That may have been who it was at
Tom
first base.
Tom Gamboa. He suffered permanent hearing loss.
Idiots. Really?
In his right ear.
White trash. What?
Hey!
That's what he said when those two guys hit him.
Hey, you see Will Venable, yeah, new manager of the White Sox? Jeremy, I looked up something. The White Sox were dead last in defensive run saved.
Yeah, well, then why don't they just go get Leslie Frazier to help out? He could be their defensive coordinator.
Yeah!
That's all I can hear now.
Well, people like to just piss me off. It's like, everybody hates white men in this country right now. Don't help their argument.
It's like, let's show it right now. Let's show it right now. Mookie was some kind of mad.
Yeah. I mean, look, he kept his composure, which there's certain guys out in right field that wouldn't have.
You tell me that guy's had a couple of plates of mozzarella sticks there? Before the game.
So stupid. I never even thought about mozzarella sticks. Hey, let's get another round.
Sticks of cheese. What do they drink? What do they drink with the mozzarella sticks? How do they wash it down, Ed?
Miller Lights?
A light beer. For sure. No real cocktails.
We're not drinking Bud Light. That's gay.
That's right.
Go Miller Lights.
None of those foreign beers.
I took one of my buddies to a speakeasy.
No Yingling, no farm beers.
I took my buddy to a speakeasy and
Pennsylvania's farm.
I know
country.
It's not farm before you guys start texting it.
I said Pennsylvania's a farm place.
We took my buddy to a speakeasy, Harlan's down in the city. You know, all kinds of, you can get whatever drinks you want. They have house beer or whatever. And he's like, you guys got any Miller Lite or Coors Light? I'm like, Jesus. I can't take you anywhere. No, they don't have Miller Lite.
Oh, big. No sweep in the World Series, though. We talked a little baseball. Yeah. No sweep. We'll talk some baseball later on, but it's just, you're not sweeping the Yankees in Yankees Stadium, man.
Well,
you can, if you win the first two games in New York and then take it home, you'll get the sweep. But you're not sweeping them out in Yankee Stadium.
What do you think of the 2-3-2 setup here?
I don't like it. I've said it before. Yeah. I don't like it. I think it gives the team without an advantage. So the team with home field advantage never plays three games in a row. You play more games in a row than the team with home field advantage.
But how often do you sweep? Like, you know what I mean? In series against good
teams. I'd have to look that up. But you shouldn't be able to play three games in a row at
I'm
home.
Just talking about in the regular season. Yeah. You have
but now the Yankees, sets. It's kind of favors them because they get another game at home now.
Exactly. So they can even, I mean, not even it out, but get this thing one thing. Or what if, look at this scenario. What if the Yankees lost the first two in L.A. and then won all three at home? Now the Dodgers are going home with their backs against the wall, but they had home field. It just
but now they're at home.
But again, they're one game from elimination. I just think it puts the team that has home field advantage possibly at a disadvantage.
I like it, but there were two things from last night that I found interesting just looking at the games and how everything's playing out. Because, look, the Dodgers could have closed it out. There was something going on Twitter where it's like, hey, just make sure you remind the Yankees that you can't come back from a 3-0 deficit. It's happened once before against them.
Yeah.
So keep reminding them it's possible.
The Red Sox?
Yeah. I'm sure they love
that. That was a championship series, I think.
And then, just looking at the game, I was sitting here thinking, Ed, you were wondering about a Halloween costume. Maybe you could dress up as one of those goobers.
Hey! way.
Oh, my God. Shovels at 6:45.
Mozzarella sticks for everyone.
But on the other side, the Ravens were part of the trade deadline. Deadline's not yet, but they were active yesterday. Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on The Fan.
Storming the castle with the Big Bad Morning Show.
Sponsored by Window Nation. Right now, buy two windows from Window Nation and get two free. Plus, zero down and no interest or payments for 2 years. Schedule an estimate now at 866-90-NATION or windownation.com.
105.7 The Fan.
Baltimore Ravens are active in the trade activity. They added wide receiver Deontay Johnson. Now, if you think you know that name, you probably do. You probably remember him with the Pittsburgh Steelers when he would give the Ravens the business. This guy's went to the Pro Bowl once. 1 year he had 100 receptions for 1,100 yards and 8 touchdowns. Mm-hmm. But he also had a year with the Steelers where he had 86 receptions and no touchdowns. What does adding Deontay Johnson mean to this football team, this offense, Ed?
I mean, it certainly bolsters the receiving core. It's not like he's over the hill. He's only with 28. So you got a guy that, he's a proven NFL receiver. We've seen him play. I say this is his first year with Carolina. So most of his time was with the Steelers. So we're familiar with him. Good receiver. I'm not conflicted. I get why they did it because it cost them almost nothing. But, I'm hoping that, and I'm sure they're not done. Because there's other needs. I just thought wide receiver may have been like one of our lesser needs. I thought we were okay there.
Can I say it again? You thought we were what?
Okay.
Okay, Jeremy, can I come to you for a second? Mm-hmm. And I want you to evaluate my theory on this. Mm-hmm. This is, I don't think we can get much better on defense. So let's just load it up on offense and try to beat everybody. This is the opposite of when the Ravens won the Super Bowl in 2000. I don't think the defense is going to get much better because Eric DaCosta is looking at what's available. He's combing the trade wire.
Yeah.
And he's looking at I don't think we can get much better. Okay, so let me go get Deontay Johnson and beat everybody 35-31. I think this is what this move is.
So, all right, there's a couple things to what Ed said. 100% correct. Like, this isn't the move that you were wanting them to make. This move does make the team better, but you still have the holes on defense that you have to figure out. I mean, it's awful on that side of the ball right now. Deontay Johnson is an upgrade over Nelson Aguilar. There's no question. And now in your passing game with your wide receivers, you have three of the best separators in the league. I sent you guys the one, if you can read that chart, where you're looking up and you see Zay Flowers, Rashad Bateman, and Deontay Johnson almost, not on an island, but the other really good separators, which is about 10 in the league, are right there with them. You have three of the best. You didn't give up anything. You move back like 20 spots, and then you're going to get a comp pick next year in the fifth round anyway. Right. So this was, and again, you don't know like the talk that was going on. What if the Steelers were kicking the tires on them again? They're looking for a receiver. And I'm not saying you make a trade to block them, but it does better
teams
your team.
Do it. Yeah. But I don't see where.
And you could be absolutely right that they can't find the defensive.
Yeah, you can't. I mean, yeah, we need to plug up the holes on defense. And DaCosta may be looking out there thinking, with what? I'm not giving this up for that guy. I'm not giving that up for that guy. However, there's a Deontay Johnson over here. I think my defense can keep him under X amount of points. And I think Deontay Johnson can give us this amount of points. To me, it feels like they've gone the opposite of where they were in 2000 when Ray Lewis would say, if you give up 10 points, we'll win. I mean, excuse me, if you score 14 points, we'll win because we're only giving up more than 10. This feels like the opposite. You know what? If you can keep him under 30, now with our offense, we could win. It feels like he's going the opposite side right now because he doesn't feel confident right now that he could address the needs through the trade wire.
Go ahead, Ed.
No, I just think you can still get guys cheap. I still think Clowney's viable. I think, I still
like one sack this year. Does that matter?
I don't care. Okay. I really don't care. I think he'd do well because he wasn't playing well with Cleveland. Like, he came here and he did well. I just think that whatever chemistry between him and Van Noy and the rest of the team, and I think you can get him for like next to nothing.
But is this the same system that Mike McDonald was
exactly
running?
Different thing.
Because we saw Geno Stone have success in this defense. We saw like a lot of guys, and I'm not saying any of those guys are bad. It's just, we're not seeing, it's almost, I don't want to say it's the same players, but it's very similar players coming back this year. Not a lot of wholesale changes, especially in the secondary. You got better.
And that's why I didn't understand the Dean Pease, you know, I could hire, because he is the anti-McDonald. He's the anti-Wink. Those guys were aggressive and blitzed and had twists and all kinds of stunts up front and were
passive. He's let you
He's very passive.
Too.
Yeah.
And as far as Clowney's concerned, Clowney has a history, guys. If you look up his history, if the team ain't good, he ain't engaged. Mm-hmm. He's playing for the Carolina Panthers. That's Clowney's history. Well, when a team is not good, he does not engage. And I'm not saying that's right. I'm not saying I condone that. But what I'm saying is his stats right now, I'm not even looking at them because Carolina Panthers are horrible. They clearly ain't going to go balls to the wall on that team.
I don't have any inside information on this, but I truly believe in the next, we have Tuesday at, is it 5? 4? Tuesday at 4, the NFL trade deadline ends. I don't think the Ravens are done. I think you see them because this isn't, to me, this isn't even a move. You just moved back like 20 spots. That's all you did, and you got a wide receiver. And that I saw somebody write the story saying, why are we spending money on wide receivers in the open market? Why don't you just wait until this crap happens and then you go get somebody and you get them on the cheap? They not only got Deontay Johnson and gave up, 20 spots in the draft, they convinced him to pay for his contract. Like, they're getting him for, like, $650K this year.
Wow.
It's so... Yeah.
You know why?
And they're getting fleeced. Everybody's talking. Carolina has made the worst trades in the league over the past 5 years.
It almost looks intentional because they've been doing this, like I said, for years. Yeah. Like, they're just a bad organization.
And again, I'm not saying that they're done. I would never say Eric DaCosta's done. I've seen him wheel and deal too much. I just think he's looking at, he's surveying the land right now and saying, you know what? Based on what we have right now that's available, what can I do to make this team better? Oh, I know what I can do. I can make the offense even more potent just in case. Because I think what you're asking for, I don't even know. Does anybody know that Clowney is on the trade wire?
I'm assuming everyone's available.
See,
from that team.
And just, the one thing I do know firsthand, he wanted desperately to be home. That's why I'm asking if
he has a no trade clause.
Exactly. Because the whole thing of going to Carolina was, I want to be home.
Yeah, but sometimes you get home and you're like, I don't want to be here. And I think that might be what he's doing now. Well, and then again, like I honestly think the Ravens are going to do something where I don't know they're going to give up a first-round pick, but I could see them giving up a second next year in this year's draft coming up and then a third the year after, or a second and a fourth to go get something of substance. I don't know if the Browns are going to trade Za'Darius Smith, but I could see Za'Darius Smith going for one of those mid-round picks if they decide to move him. The problem is what you need is a pass rusher.
Mm-hmm.
It's expensive to get pass rushers. Yeah. You have to find the right team willing to get rid of somebody, and most people don't want to get rid of left tackles and pass rushers.
Well, in this scenario, Jadeveon Clowney is the best candidate because you don't have to give up a ton for him.
But
he's, 31, 32 years old? He's not very productive right now. Yeah. We know what he can do, but we also know what he's doing.
He's not playing for a division opponent.
Right.
Teams are reluctant to do deals within the division, except in the NFC North for some reason.
Yeah. But here's the other part of this, too, and I don't know if I sent this to the group or not, but this was sent out by someone covering the league talking about just how bad the league has been, and it's something we went over, but there were, 9 teams with, like, 2 wins or less in the league?
It's ridiculous.
So there's only a handful of those that are technically, I mean, I know they're all still alive, nobody's been eliminated from the playoffs, but let's be honest. You can look at some of them in the division or in and say, okay, if your schedule's a little light, like Joe Burrow just said, what we have to do is go 7-2 down the stretch, or 8-1, whatever it was. And he's like, 7-2, that's doable for us. And I'm like, have you seen your defense? By the way, have you seen your offense, which you're a part of? Not very good.
Let's go to Milton in Baltimore. What's up, Milton?
Good morning, guys.
Morning.
Good morning.
Yeah, what I think is DaCosta reached out to Carolina for Clowney and that defensive back, and that dropped in his lap. And I think they might double back and get Clowney.
You know, that's a good idea. I mean, that's a good theory. So they reached out for him for this. And they said, you know what, while we're talking, you know Deontay Johnson is available.
Right.
Yeah.
I'd be calling Carolina back and offering them a 6 for their third. Because they might get it done. They have made the worst trades that I've ever seen. And Brian Burns, let's throw that away. Yeah, we can't trade him. And then what are you going to do with the draft picks you get back? And you didn't even get back what I think you should have got back from a premier pass rush.
This team used to have Christian McCaffrey.
They traded him.
Yeah.
Now, J.C. Horn allegedly from the people who cover the Carolina Panthers, is not available.
Mm-hmm.
So, and then again, we'll see.
Yeah.
410-583-1057 is the number. Shovels at 645, but on the other side, does it seem like the Ravens are going all in on the offense because they can't do anything to fix the defense? I want to hear from you on that. That's my theory. I think they're going all in on offense because there's nothing available out there on defense. I want
to
hear from
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on a required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
For the past three seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a fourth season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
From your 410, 6:31 in the a.m., Shovels at 6:45. But right now, this Deontay Johnson trade to me seems like almost a waving the white flag on defensive improvement. It does. It seems to me like, hey, listen up, guys. Our defense isn't great, but if our offense is even better, defense is good enough to win. That's what it seems like to me. This seems like maybe a Kansas City Chiefs move from 5 or 6 years ago before the defense got really good. So they're padding the offense to be absolutely sensational. You just said, Jeremy, they have three of the top 10 separators in all of football on one team.
Yeah.
Oh, and by the way,
nobody else
two
does that.
Great tight ends.
Yeah.
Billy, oh, and by the way, a guy that can catch the ball out of the backfield. And oh, by the way, the game's most dominant running back. Oh, and by the way, arguably the best athlete in the NFL at quarterback. That's what it seems like to me. They say, you know what, man, we could be pretty, we could be the new version of the greatest show on turf.
And by the way, the biggest, bestest fullback in all of the league.
You know what I'm saying?
That's right.
It seems like what they've done is said, let's make this offense absolutely undefendable because our defense is meh.
Do you think there's any chance that Deontay Johnson ends up returning punts?
he can kick. I know he can return kickoffs. I don't know about punts.
I thought it was the other way around that he's returned punts.
And punt return?
I could be wrong, okay. But I know he has returned.
He's done both.
Okay.
Done and both, Deontay yeah. Hardy's on IR for the next 4 weeks.
You don't know, Joe.
I actually do know. That was a press release by the Ravens.
You don't. Yeah. Yeah.
See, sorry.
Yeah, we do want you, baby.
Yeah,
I to me, that's what this seems like.
Yeah, he's only returned one kickoff. It's all punts.
It's all punts again. Yeah. it just seems to me that we basically said this is what we're going to do on the offense. You know, defense we'll address that if we can. But if we can, our offense is pretty good.
Oh man. Well, look, that could be. The caller said, like you're calling asking about something. It's like, hey. We may not have this, but we've got this in your side.
I can see that taking place on the phone call. I got sure. I'm going to reserve judgment until Tuesday because I don't think they're done.
I don't either. I think there's something coming. Whether it's and I know a lot of people are looking at pass rush. I wouldn't be shocked if they trade for a D lineman.
They're thin there now.
Yeah. What was a strength right now is I don't want to call it a weakness, but it's not what it was.
Yeah. It's kind of a weakness.
But I'm saying, because of injury, if some of these guys get healthy, does it become a strength again? You know, like
what pass we talked about, Jadeveon Clowney. I'm looking at what improvements you're trying to make, and what could be out there. Okay, you said Jadeveon Clowney. We know what he can do here because he's done it here. Although we're not sure under this scheme whether it worked. I don't know if there's anything out there defensively that could make you significantly better at the positions that you need, like pass rusher and corner. You know, your top two corners, is there something out there better than them? Or something out there that could move them around to a better position? Your pass, I don't know. And I don't know whether they're willing to spend what it takes to spend to get in those spots.
And let's be honest, like, to be fair, I'd include us in it. Like, your average everyday sports fans, you don't know all the pass rushers that could be available on these other teams. Like, if I ask somebody who are the pass rushers, hell, even on the Giants, I wonder how many people can name it. Well, yeah, I mean, look, they have good players. I'm not saying people wouldn't know any of them.
Are they available? Well, knowing them and knowing are they available are two different things.
Well, correct. And when Dexter Lawrence he's leading the league in sacks.
Yeah, right.
And he's an interior lineman. He's a big guy you saw the other night for those watching the Steelers-Giants game. He's that enormous interior lineman.
He's awesome.
Yeah, he's awesome. He's a young guy, so you'd have him for a long time, but he's going to cost.
But is he even available?
I don't know.
That's
but
what I'm saying.
I'm saying the Giants are kind of. I'm looking at teams that are kind of out of it, and they're out of it.
Could you get Hassan Reddick from the Jets?
That's well, another guy being out about. Of it, if he's young, and I might want to keep him and build around him.
Yeah.
Just because I'm out of it doesn't mean I want to just start getting rid of young talent. I want to get rid of the guys who have contracts about to come up. Mm-hmm. Things like I don't want to get rid of the young guys.
Teams with
Well, then again, if you get two high draft picks though in a rebuild, you might do that. If you get him for a second and a third and something else, it's like.
Well, I think the only teams that are going to be sellers are the ones that have two wins or less right now.
Yeah.
And you will have a chance to see what you do on Sunday before you make an ultimate decision. But you got to look at it. Miami, I don't think they're selling because they still need to make
fine.
A push.
They're 2-5. They need their quarterback.
New England's 2-6. The Jets are 2-6.
Miami's different. Miami's a different 2-5. Miami's if Tua's playing, they're not 2-5.
But you are what your record says you are.
Yeah, you
can
are.
They get back in it?
But you know, it's a difference 2-5 because that's who we are, 2-5 because that's the situation. But all of this, Joe, what's the cap room for the Baltimore Ravens right now?
Nearly non-existent. They have $3.9 million, and the Panthers took on some of... most of Johnson's remaining contract. But, like, for instance... Like someone like Dexter Lawrence, he just signed a new extension last year. His cap hits $14 million.
And you're giving
next,
up multiple
this year.
First to get a guy like that.
Yeah, this year. You can't, it's so, be nearly impossible.
And that's what I'm saying. I mean, we'd name a lot of guys, but we don't know whether or not there's a reason those moves haven't been made. And again, I'm not saying that they're done. I just think that the Deontay Johnson move was our offense is really, really good. We can make it spectacular and help out this defense. You know what I mean? We can have quick strikes if we want. We can have extended drives if we want. You can have an offense that can do whatever it needs to do to win games.
So they have, I mean, you got Jacksonville and Tennessee with 2-1 win. You have the Giants with 2 wins we were just talking about. And then you got New Orleans and Carolina. Those are the teams that, in my mind, are absolutely going to be sellers. I don't know if the Browns will trade within the division. We'll find out if that's something that will happen because I think Za'Darius Smith is the right guy here.
Oh,
if
he'd
you
be
make
perfect.
The move,
yeah.
But I don't know if they'd move him to the Ravens.
Bobby in White Marsh. What's up, Bobby?
Hey, it's Bobby from the Elks. Good morning, gentlemen. How are you?
Good morning.
Good morning.
Hey, Rob, we got your top shelf Johnny Walker at the Elks if you want some.
All right.
You coming down?
What's on your mind, Bobby?
Got your hat, too.
I don't understand this trade at all. It's like the Orioles trading for Glenn Davis.
Well, I mean, look, they didn't give up anything. So you're basically getting a better receiver. And I understand it. People are going, what was wrong with Nelson Aguilar? And the other thing I don't like is that people are throwing their stats side by side and going, look how much he was the number one receiver in Carolina, albeit there's nobody good to throw him the football right now. And then you look at Nelson Aguilar, how often is he on the field?
Right.
You know, he got his first touchdown last week. I think Aguilar's fine, but it gives you a better rotation at wide receiver, and God forbid somebody gets hurt.
Yeah.
Now you have depth, and you gave up nothing. You gave up 20 spots in the draft.
Yeah. Let's go to George in Baltimore. What's up, George?
Hey, guys. How you doing? If you're going to go all in on offense, I think you got to look at the interior offensive line. I mean, we still are having to put three tight ends and a fullback on the field. to protect the quarterback and to get the running game.
That's not why they're on the field.
That's not for protection. They throw the football a lot without the fullback on the tight, and the tight ends are going out for routes.
They're
on the field when they're going jumbo. When they're trying to get short yardage.
Now, the only time they're doing that when you're talking about adding those tight ends is on goal line.
When they're going short yardage. So, they're not throwing a football with those guys on the field.
The other part of this, too, is like, so you got to mix in everything. Like, everybody wants, oh, I know that name. Go get him. And as Joe pointed out, you got $3.5 million in salary cap. So you're going to have to find a team that's willing to take on some of that money that has an expiring contract, which they will if you pony up a pick. Because teams that are out of it don't care where they're at in the salary cap. You know, they're going to stay under it. But again, if they're like, oh, God, we got to eat this, and now we get a better pick next year. So that's where the Ravens are. And the problem is they don't like to give up top picks.
And again, Jeremy, I'll go back to this. The cost is out there. He's seeing the possibilities. And again, this is my theory. At some point, he's saying, I don't like where this is going. Oh, Deontay Johnson is here. He can address something. Not a need, but he can make a strength even stronger.
Yes.
Let's do that. Let's make a strength even stronger. Let's go to Willie in Philly. What's up, Willie?
Hey, good morning, gentlemen. How y'all doing today?
Doing well, how are you?
Oh, man, I just wanted to ask, do you think Lamar is kind of playing selfish and this is why they lose in some of these games?
How?
Because the reason why I say that, right, you got the best running back in the league for like the last five plus years, right? They only handed him the ball 11 times.
How is that Lamar? When the running back's not on the field,
you got to handle the ball. Sideline.
How is that Lamar?
No, because I don't think, to be honest, I think he's playing selfish ball. Because
No. You use the running back situation. It sounds like you came up with an idea, and then you use a situation that doesn't match your idea. Because Lamar not handing a running back the ball, the guy's on the sidelines. You can't hand a guy the ball that's not in the game, and that's not a Lamar decision.
How do you give...
Stop. Your head's going to hurt.
How do you give an opinion, and then someone shows you why your opinion doesn't hold water, and then you go, well, I think he's being selfish. What is this nowadays?
You just
nowadays?
Said that. Yeah, okay.
What is this nowadays when you prove somebody, like, that doesn't make sense? Your argument doesn't hold water, but you still want to say Lamar is being selfish. Why? Because he's running less? Is that selfish? What is he doing selfish? Jesus.
Commissioner's Baltimore at 7 o'clock. We're going to hear from my man Eric Rittmeyer, friend of the show from LifeMan Institute. That's at 7 o'clock. But on the other side, Ed Norris giving out shovels.
Yeah, I'm stealing this from Barstool. I'm giving it to a Yankee fan who was made in the lab.
If you have a shovel, give us a call. Give us a text, 410-583-1057. Hit us up on Twitter at BBMS1057 The Fan. Shovel's next.
The biggest idiots deserve the big bad shovel of wisdom. Sponsored by Jerry's Toyota.
And their exclusive benefits, including free service maintenance for 4 years or 50,000 miles. Visit Jerry's Toyota just north of the Beltway on Bel Air Road and online at jerrystoyota.com.
1057 The Fan.
Jeremy Kahn, this may be one of the greatest websites you've directed me to. Anthony Rendon's deathtracker.com. Wow. We're giving out shovels. Ed Norris, who gets your shovel this morning?
The Yankee fan who completely reinforced the stereotype.
What stereotype is that?
Yeah. Hey! I mean, you've got... And keep in mind, I'm not a Yankee fan, for people who don't know. People always think I'm a Yankee fan. Everywhere I go, oh, hey, how are you Yankees doing? It's not my team, but okay. You know how people feel about the Yankees as a franchise, for the most part. Either love them or you despise them because they're so successful, and I get it. I mean, the iconic uniforms, all this. But their fans are known to be, or thought to be, kind of obnoxious and aggressive and things like this. So you have a fan interference. It was absolutely hilarious last night. I mean, I was laughing as I'm watching it. I was getting mad and laughing at the same time. Like, how could you do this, you idiot? You watch this guy, and Mookie Betts reaches into the stands. There's two fans. One's got him by the right arm. The other one's got him by the glove. His left, and he's prying the ball out of his glove. You reinforce every stereotype people have about New Yorkers and Yankee fans that are so hard to dispel, and I got to take the brunt of this crap down here all the time. I never go to New Yorkers. The people who are, they're not. He is. That guy is. And it just, you couldn't have, as Barstool said, the Yankee fan that was, he's made in the lab. He said, this is everything a Yankee fan should be. He's perfect. That's why we have to get back in the series. They're making fun of him, but it's like they called him a Yankee fan who was made in the lab to infuriate people who hate this franchise. 100%. 100%. His appearance, his demeanor, his trying his case at the, you know, at the outfield wall. Hey, well, he's on my side. Should have come over here. Just, it was perfect. It's a perfect moment.
Jeremy Kahn.
Yeah, my show was going to go to the cat that was watching the video driving into work this morning. In the fast lane, he immediately slows down to about 40 miles an hour. Then you see him take off at about 70. Then he slows back down to 40 miles an hour. And then he takes off at about 70, 80. And you're going, what the hell's going on? And then you realize it's someone staring at their phone. So as they're caught off guard, their foot's coming off the gas. I mean, it looked like he was watching a movie or a TV show while he's driving. And I know, like, look, people are getting on their phones. But, like, we've talked about all the different things that happen in the cars when people are driving. I don't know how you think you can watch a TV show or a video while you're driving at 60, 70 miles an hour and that everything's going to be okay.
It's you know what makes me really angry about your shovel there? It's like, that is so much more dangerous to the average person than the fear of being shot in Baltimore.
Yeah.
That's very unlikely, the second. Getting killed on the highway by an asshat like that?
Negligence.
Happens all the time. Happens all the time.
And we see, like, again, I mean, there's so many different things you can point out on the road that are all going to make us frustrated one way or another. And I'm like, Ed could point at various things that he insinuates that I do that I don't sometimes. But no, like the fact of the matter is when I pull up next to a guy and I can see him looking down at his phone in his hand, holding it sideways, who the hell turns their phone sideways to read anything? You're watching a damn video, you jackass, while you're driving into work.
This is a shovel from Sunday, but you got to keep in mind, I gave out a Sunday shovel yesterday and couldn't give it out Monday because we do Monday morning quarterbacks, and there's no shovels. My shovel goes to Colts quarterback Anthony Richardson for this.
Man, it's hard. I ain't gonna lie. That was a lot of running right there that I did, and I don't think I was going to be able to go that next play, so I just, you know, this whole thing, I just needed a break right there.
See, some guys go into playing the quarterback position and they say, well, I can do what I want because I'm the quarterback. Not realizing, no, there are things that you have to do because you're the quarterback. Like, be on the field for the next play. Just turn around and hand the damn ball off. It doesn't take a while running for that. You can't come off the field at that position because you're tired. And I give a shovel to anybody that's defending this guy because you don't know why you're defending this guy. It's absolutely insane. When do you see quarterbacks coming off the field because they're tired?
Voluntarily, never. Never.
That doesn't happen.
No.
Oh, you ever saw Lamar come off the field because he was tired? All the quarterbacks to run. Josh, you ever saw Josh Allen come off the field because he was tired? Those guys run more than anybody, or as much as anybody. Josh Allen's running people over and carrying them. He doesn't get up, hey, pat his helmet, I'm tired. No, you run the next play, or you wink at your offensive coordinator, your play caller, let them know, hey, man, give me something easy on this next one. Let me just turn and hand it off.
To be fair, Lamar's selfish because he won't come off the field.
That's right, he won't come off the field. That's just dumb, man. You come and you got what you deserve. And I'm telling you, he lost his job, and many of you are going to think, well, he loses his job just because he came off the field because he's tired. Joe Flacco is starting for him Sunday. You know why? Because this isn't the only thing that he's done, that Anthony Richardson has done. This, to me, seems like the icing on the cake. This, to me, seems like a guy that doesn't quite know the responsibility that goes along with that. You know why? Because he didn't play enough in college, you dumbasses who drafted him. Was he number three overall or number four overall?
Yeah. I think number four or number five.
Come on, man.
But to your, like, we were talking about this off the air, and I said I didn't like what the Colts are doing because you knew he was a project when you drafted him and you're 10 games in. But you made a valid point, though, too, that I didn't even think about. Stuff like that comment that he just made that he played, losing the locker room. And I didn't even think about that because if I'm a player on that team and I'm looking at my quarterback, it's like, you subbed yourself out because you're tired? Now, the wide receivers get to do that all the time.
That's because that's running what they do.
Because they're constantly running down the field.
Yes. Yeah, tell your mic on, sir.
Did you have something to say there?
I mean, think about this. They didn't make the call until Tuesday. You know why? Because there was some discussions going on. That's why they made the call. This was a call like, oh man, we gotta make this decision before we lose the locker room.
Joe Flacco dusting off that unibrow and coming back out again.
Barbershop topic of the day at 7:30. We'll engage your comments and your opinion on this Ravens trade. But on the other side, Ed Norris is Commissioner Baltimore.
Yeah. We got our friend Eric Rittermeyer coming on the show. You know Eric. He's former Marine. He's been on before. We're going to talk about how to deal with the stress of what's going on right now that Jeremy kind of brought up yesterday. Interesting topic. Stick around.
Commissioner Baltimore up next on The Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.